Our scripture text for today comes from Ephesians 1. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. God destined us for adoption as God's children through Jesus Christ, according to the measure of God's will. And to the praise of God's glorious grace, God bestowed on us in the Beloved. We have redemption through Jesus' blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of God's grace that God lavished upon us. With all wisdom and insight, God has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in heaven and things on earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So today we're beginning our sermon series, and we can go ahead one, I think. Each Sunday we will be sharing a family-friendly film and exploring faith-related the themes and characters and storyline. Now, who knows what story? Anybody know what the movie this is? I'll shout it out.
Yes.
Toy Story. There's one in every crowd. I'd be disappointed. Now, you may be wondering, what in the world does Toy Story and other movies like this have to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ? You may be looking at me thinking, Pastor, not so much. But I want you to hear me out. God speaks to us in various ways, through scripture, through prayer, through people. But is it possible that God could speak to us through a wooden cowboy toy? Or maybe a lion cub and a monkey? Or maybe an incredible superhero? Or the family magical? Or a cranky Ombalood salesman? Or a young shoe shiner? These are themes in the films that we will be watching that not only speak to us as humans, full of emotions, but also as people of faith, struggling to figure out how to be followers of Christ in this very complex world. Now, these movies may not be explicitly Christian, but they are most definitely spiritual. Let's take a look at our first scene.
Thank you.
Well, Woody was Andy's favorite toy. He was going on trips with him and sleeping on Andy's bed and having A-N-D-Y spelled out in permanent black marker on his foot. Andy had claimed Woody as his own. But on Andy's birthday, Andy's big present became the game changer. The state-of-the-art spaceman with flashing lasers and plastic wings, Buzz Lightyear, was definitely cooler, had more gadgets, and an inspirational catchphrase, "To infinity and beyond." And he could fly. Now Woody sees Buzz as a threat of his status and as his leadership amongst the group of toys. And Andy has some serious laser envy. And Sunday, Woody has competition as Andy's favorite toy. Can you relate? Do you remember the good old days when everything was going just the way you wanted? Or you were at the top of your game? And now times are changing a lot faster than we want. We're no longer as young as we used to be. We may not have the energy we used to have, well, some of us. Maybe we're trying to figure out the empty nest, or grieving the loss of a friend or a loved one, or loss of a job. Like Woody, we know what it's like to have life change and feel uncertainty of being left behind. Woody is struggling because he no longer feels important. Andy has a new favorite toy, and Woody is getting so jealous of Buzz that he fights to keep his position with Andy and the other toys by attempting to sabotage Buzz. You know, jealousy, comparison and jealousy go hand in hand. Comparison and jealousy are nasty animals. Jealousy and comparison get in the way or even go against who God has created and called us to be. It's easy to look around and see people who are wealthier, healthier, better looking, more successful. Well, it's probably hard for you all to find better looking, but that's beside the point. People who have it all together. What does that do to us? When in the midst of comparing, what does that do to us and our self-worth? And here's the kicker. When we think less of ourselves, the less we think of ourselves, the less we think God thinks of us. Think about that. But in this movie Toy Story, Woody isn't the only one to fall into the lie of defining his worth with external circumstances. Buzz's inflated ego and his sense of self, thinking that he's more important than Woody and the other toys, leads him into a trap as well. Let's go to our second clip. Keep going. One more.
Thank you.
We do the same sometimes, don't we? What do we let define us? Are we defined by our jobs or our bodies, our families, our intellect, our GPA, our health, our usefulness? And if any one of those things can make us feel worthless, then we think if we could just improve on one of those qualities, that will make us more intrinsically valuable as a person. If we can just change that one thing, it will make me better inside. Well, Woody reminds Buzz that he is not insignificant, that he is not a stupid little toy, and that his worth doesn't come from what he can or cannot do. Buzz's worth comes from who he belongs to. Woody reminds Buzz, over in the house is a kid who thinks you're the greatest. It's not because you're a space ranger. It's because you are a toy. You are his toy. Both Buzz and Woody have let their worth and value be defined by their usefulness and their attractiveness. But the lesson they both learned, it's not about who you can impress or how you look that gives you worth. It's whose you are. Buzz and Woody were both marked A-N-D-Y. They belonged to Andy. Now in baptism, God may not have marked us with permanent marker with A-N-D-Y across our forehead, but God did mark us with a cross, with a promise that we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. And God calls and claims us beloved children of God, blessed and beloved children of God. That cross on our forehead, it reminds us of our worth and comes with an identity and a promise. You are beloved children of God. Nothing you can do will make God love you more. And nothing you can do will make God love you less. Because you are claimed. You are marked not with A-N-D-Y. You are marked with the cross of Christ. And nothing can separate you from the love of God. Amen.